mysterious caboose. Now, don't get excited, Benny, said Jesse. It is probably something very simple. Maybe he is just interested in trains. Some people are. But Benny had the last word as usual. That postman certainly thought there was something different about the big caboose. And sometime I'll find out. You just wait and see.
Right, said Henry. You didn't hear the postman, Jesse. I'm sure he was worried about something.
I'm sure you're right if you both say so, said Jesse. But let's enjoy this lovely country with all the woods and fields.
I'm enjoying them, said Benny. I noticed every cornfield we passed. The corn ought to be ripe soon.
Along went the train. It passed through one small town after another. Just before 5 o'clock, Benny said,
Look at that ladder over our heads. I'd like to climb up and walk on top of the caboose.
Just as he said this, a foot suddenly appeared on the top step of the ladder. Then another foot appeared. Then two long legs dressed in overalls.
Oh, look what's coming, said Benny.
At last, a head appeared with a railroad cap, and a smiling man said,
Hello, I hope I didn't scare you.
No, said Henry, but you surprised us.
I have a message from the engineer, said the man.
Benny said,
He's the boss of the train.
No, said the man, shaking his head. The conductor, Mr. Carr, is the boss of the train. The engineer is number two man. I'm the brakeman. My name is Al.
I never knew the conductor was the boss, said Benny.
Well, he is, said Al. The engineer, Mr. Davis, runs the train, but the conductor tells him when to stop and when to go.
What's this message, Al? Asked Henry. The brakeman seemed to be right at home on the ladder. He held on with one hand, swung one foot, and took his cap off and put it on again. He said,
Really, I have two messages. The first one is this. If you are in any trouble, you will want to stop the train.
Benny said,
Oh, I don't think we will have any trouble.
You never can tell, Ben, said Henry.
What do we do, Al?
Well, there's a little lever by the desk. You turn that halfway. That puts on the air brakes. Even if we had 100 cars, the train would stop.
I'll look for that lever when we go inside, said Henry. Violet came to the door to see what was going on. She was just in time to hear Benny say,
Al, did you see that big postman just before we started? Did you hear what he said?
I saw him, said Al. But I didn't hear what he said. Why?
Oh, nothing.